Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The weather cooperated down in Texas for NASCAR at Circuit of the Americas in a bit of a surprise winner on the road course. Reed Spencer joins us, NASCAR Wire Service. And if memory serves, the weather wasn't so good a year ago, but it was much better this year.
Yeah, absolutely right. What a contrast. I mean, it was a deluge last year when they did the inaugural races at Coda, the inaugural NASCAR races. I mean, it was you could have almost built an ark in the infield at that one. This year was perfect, and absolutely a surprise winner, although somebody who has been practicing his road course chops, Ross Chastain, the Watermelon Man, who used the bumper quite a bit in that final lap after he got the bumper used on him by A.J. Allmendinger, but a little pinball action in those final two corners, and Chastain came up the winner, his first NASCAR Cup Series victory.
Well, and it goes without saying, Reed, in this relatively new format, it's been around for a while, wins are a big deal if you want to get into the postseason.
That's absolutely right. And if you go by past form, a win just about guarantees you a spot in the playoffs. We could have a situation, since we've had different winners every week, that that somebody who has a win may get shut out of the playoffs if we have 16 or 17 different winners. But that is the far exception rather than the rule. And Ross Chastain, I believe, certainly will get into the playoffs this year if form holds.
Yeah, and Reed, one of the things I saw on social media during that race, I caught most of it from my couch here in Minnesota. Not 100% of it, but I caught a good part of the show. One of the things I noticed on social media where some of the fans were saying maybe the race was a little bit too long. Did you get any feedback from the drivers or the crews that maybe they ran a few too many laps? What's your read on that?
Well, no, I really don't think so. I mean, race went very, very smoothly for the first two stages, as is often the case, because the intensity comes as they're racing for the win. But they only ran 68 laps total. 38 laps was the final stage after 15 laps in the first two. But no, I don't think any of the drivers have a sense that race is too long. I mean, I would argue that a 500 miler the week before it at Atlanta didn't need to be that long in terms of that sort of knuckle, white knuckle drafting close quarters racing that they had at Atlanta once they turned that into an ersatz super speedway. But no, I didn't get any sense that the road course race at Austin was too long at all.
Do the drivers like this? The fact that they have added more road racing. Do the drivers get a kick out of this?
Well, some do. Okay. You can certainly say that guys like AJ Allmendinger, Chase Elliott, certainly like this kind of racing. The guys who are perhaps not as adept at turning right as well as turning left may have a little issue with that. But, I mean, you look at Chase Elliott. He hasn't won an oval track race since the season finale in 2020 when he won the championship. So I'm sure he's plenty happy to have as many road course races as possible. And, you know, the whole field has gotten so much better at the discipline that, you know, you can no longer bring in road course ringers and expect them to compete for the win, because the top guys who are NASCAR regulars and are racing every week are just as good now and have just as good equipment as the guys who come in and try to steal a win.
This week, head for a good old-fashioned track, Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond is, you know, traditionally it's been the action track, but in recent years it's been a little lackluster in terms of the nature of the racing there. And in fact, you know, I have to go back to 2008 or maybe even a couple of years after that when Kyle Busch when Carl Edwards gave Kyle Busch the bump and run on the final lap, which was actually the first last lap pass that had ever occurred at Richmond for a cup win. Or, you know, a couple of years earlier when Kyle Busch took out Dale Earnhardt with a few laps left, Dale Earnhardt Jr. But in recent years, the past decade, Richmond racing has not been that exciting. So what I'm hoping is that with the balance of this new car, the fact that it's a symmetrical car and that it has all kinds of different characteristics from last year's car, including, you know, the sequential five-speed transmission, rack and pinion steering, you know, different rear end, all things like that, that this will make Richmond a better race. And I think it certainly will, because these cars are much harder to control. And the guys that aren't used to sliding a car as much as these cars will slide and will go over the edge on the right rear have been having some trouble with them.
So here we are at the end of March, still very early in the season. When you look up and down the standings, does anything stand out? For me, I want to bring up Kyle Larson, where he sits in the points right now. Now, he does have a win, but he's had some tough weeks as well here early in the season, but the win is huge.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, establishing that win early in the game, early in the season, gives you a lot of freedom to experiment and to get ready for the 10-race playoff. So I'm not really worried about Kyle Larson. What I think is one of the most interesting things about the racing so far is that you have to go back well into last season. I think it's reached 12 races now that we've had winners under 30 years old. And, you know, that certainly didn't used to be the norm in Cup racing. It used to be you started your career maybe in your late 20s or early 30s. Now we've got a dozen straight winners who are under 30. And it seems to me that we are absolutely undergoing a changing of the guard in the series now. And I think you can expect some of the 40 somethings to be out of the series within the next few years.
Yeah. It is all about the kids right now in NASCAR. Well, Reed, always good to visit with you, and we certainly appreciate your updates, and I'll be watching at Richmond, and hopefully we get a good one, and they're slipping and sliding around.
I hope so, too. That would be great. You know, it'd be nice to see some real short track racing and trading paint at Richmond.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Take care.
You too, Steve. Thanks a bunch.
All right, there he is, Reed Spencer, Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, getting us up to date on NASCAR. They were down in Austin. I would love to see that track, and I was down in Texas for a wedding, and we just didn't have time to take a detour and check it out, Circuit of the Americas outside of Austin, Texas. This time they're in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, and it is a lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to go to a race, it is a good time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.